Petra Valentova is a Czech conceptual artist who's been living in New York for some years. Her biggest project to date is a bit complicated, so do bear with me. Having developed an interest in the little-known Sami people from the far north of Europe, Petra, who was single, began looking on the internet for a Sami to date. That said, she didn't expect to really find one. Her search for a Sami was more symbolic. She got the guys she went out with to provide her with a recipe, which she made with her friends, taking photographs of the results. And she put all of this in a book published last year called Searching for a Sami Cookbook. That's her art project. Petra Valentova told me all about it in New York.
It has many layers. I guess it started as a personal frustration of a single girl in New York. So that was my take on life of single person or single girl who is looking or trying to deal with the fact that how to find a relationship. So that was one aspect of it. Another aspect of it was that I just returned from Finland, where I had an exhibition residency and where I spent a lot of time previously. And I always been fascinated with Sami community, which is the eldest indigenous community. And they are based in parts of Norway, Russia, Russian Peninsula, Finland and Sweden. So I somehow wanted to work with them. Since they are such a lonely community, I felt sympathy for them or some kind of understanding because I was very lonely too. So on one hand, it's a social project working with a certain indigenous group, and on another hand, mainly the most visible hand part is working with being single in New York.
And the form this took was that you put some kind of advertisement on some dating website looking for a Sami man.
It was a few years long performance, basically, if we take it like that. So I put an ad on Craigslist looking for a Sami man. And a Sami for me was a symbol of somebody, because I didn't really thought that people would knew who Sami are. It's such a small community, 100, 120,000 people in the whole world. So for me, Sami was a symbol of somebody that only I know or I am looking for. You know, it's better than you than if I would use I'm looking for 6 feet, blue eyes, 140,000 a year guy, because there would be so many of them. So I wanted to be more specific but mysterious at the same time.
Did you get a lot of responses then?
Of course. I was a nice girl, young, and I got a lot of responses. I think the first responses I got, they were really scary, and I had to stop the project for a few months because the first two or three responses were frightening.
But eventually you started going on dates with these Sami guys.
Eventually I decided that I have to pre-screen who is answering to me, and I started going on dates. I didn't go on dates with Sami guys because I didn't find a Sami through this way. I was getting all kinds of responses. I don't know who Sami are, but I am cute guy, blah, 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 something like that. So, yeah, so eventually I started, I pulled myself together and I started going on dates with the guys, yeah.
Did you tell these guys they were part of an art project?
Not really. I think they wouldn't like that. And I was actually accused at the school that I am using them. But then I think everybody's using everybody on a dating scene. So what? So I don't see it as a problem, or at least I didn't see it as a problem. I think I was dating one guy and it was getting a little bit more serious. So I told him, and he was very hurt that he was part of an art project. So I tried to avoid that topic.
Another layer, I suppose, of this project was that you asked these men to give you a recipe.
Exactly, because I wanted something from them. And at the same time, I worked at a restaurant, which was very frustrating for me. Not only that I am alone, but then I'm working in an environment that I don't want to work at. So it was ideal. Actually, a cookbook or form of a cookbook was an ideal form for this performance. At least that's what I thought. I thought that through recipes I can get more people's interest, get to wider public. And I guess that's something that I'm trying to do in my art. I'm trying to somehow get a reaction of as many people as I can. So the recipes were, for me, somehow, on one hand, it was an exchange of the gender role, because I was a girl, I was asking guys what kind of recipes they would give me. There was something sexual or cannibalistic in it. I wanted to own something from them. And then at the end, I took the recipes and I invited my single girlfriends for dinner, and we cooked and we talked and we had wine and we talked about why some guy would give me that or that recipe.
How did this project come to an end?
When I was working on it, I didn't know what would be the end, honestly. I just continued and I worked. And then somehow I met Asami. Actually, my friend met Asami and she gave me the contact information. So I found Asami through a Norwegian church. It was very interesting because basically suddenly I was sitting in front of him and the project was over. So now, but he wasn't my type, so what will I do now? He gave me recipe for a dessert, which was perfect ending for the book. Sami dessert, fantastic. But then what's next? So we started talking and he suddenly told me about a Sami community in Alaska, which was fantastic. Like, he started telling me about their history and how complicated it is. I had no idea. So I did some research and I contacted them. I contacted Baiki magazine, which is a Sami magazine in Anchorage, Alaska. And suddenly from the personal selfish project, the project turned into something, really into something deeper and more social. The second part of the book is actually the history of Sami community in Alaska, which is very interesting. And then explanation who the Sami are and how to get to them. So the first part of the book is very selfish, very personal, very playful, very maybe sexual, I don't know, cannibalistic. And the second part becomes really serious and somehow, I hope, suggestive that at the end there is a direction how to get to Anchorage, to the Sami community. So for me, it was a symbol of sort of encouragement for everybody to start their own adventure.
What did you learn about dating and modern romance, so to speak, from the project?
I learned a lot. Then I decided that I really need to do something with my situation of being single in New York. And I put my thoughts together and my dreams and needs. And I went on serious dating site, Match.com. And I was dating as long as I met my husband.
Who isn't from a tiny ethnic group like the Sami, but from one of the world's biggest countries.
Exactly, yeah, he's from India. So although I dream about white, big, snowy, open countryside, I am getting overcrowded, noisy, dusty India. Well, that's, you can't always choose what you want, I guess.
I was talking there to the New York-based Czech artist Petra Valentová, and that edition of The Arts brings us to the end of today's program.